Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
New customer expectations. Find out more about my ideas and how to buy the book at ageofthecustomer.com. That's ageofthecustomer.com. This is Jim Blasingame, and I wrote this book for you.
You're listening to the man who has received so much recognition for his work on behalf of small business that he had to get a bigger mantle for his awards and a wider door for his head.
You have reached the transmitting signal for the big giant head. All big giant circuits are busy right now. Please stay on the line.
Mr. Humble, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thank you very much. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about still being with you, and we're working on getting our next guest, Charles Whelan, back on the show. He's hopefully he'll be here in just a minute. We're running him down right now. We've put out an APB on him and an all points bulletin for those of you younger folks, and so we'll have him here in just a little bit. You know, one of the things that I know that Charles has been writing about lately is this concept of the wealthy, and I'm glad he's here because I wanted to talk about that. Charles, as you heard me say before, is the author of Naked Economics, also 10 and a half things no commencement speaker ever said. That's one of my favorite books. Also Naked Money. You're starting to get the picture. He's a senior lecturer and a policy fellow at the Rockefeller Center at Dartmouth College, and he's our good friend, a long time, 17-year member of our Brain Trust, Charles. Welcome back.
Good to be with you.
It's good to have you back. So you wrote a piece recently about rich people, about how some people feel about rich people.
Directed towards the Democrats, not towards the rich people. But yeah.
what was your frame of reference there?
Well, I'm trying to figure out how the Democrats need to become kind of a viable party again in terms of reaching out to the middle class.
Right.
I mean, we've seen Trump do what he's doing. The Republicans are in kind of a sense of disarray. And my sense is that Democrats think that just because they're not that they're going to be okay. And my fear is the Democrats are just losing touch with mainstream America. And part of the reason for that is a certain hostility, I believe, to wealth and wealth creation, which is really important to the American narrative.
Well, there's no question about it. And one of the things that I like to talk about along these lines is the fact that small business owners don't feel – we never begrudge billionaires. It never occurs to us to begrudge billionaires as long as the money that they make winds up including Main Street.
We
begrudge Wall Street when the stock market goes up without investing on Main Street. When the stock market goes up just through what I call financial capitalism, we don't like that part. But if everybody, as they used to say on Wall Street, everybody gets paid. If they let us come and play in the game, we don't care how much money they make.
Right. I think there's an important distinction here between creating wealth that benefits the country, creates jobs, produces things that we need, value,
right,
export, what have you. And then I think rent-seeking is the overly technical term that we use. Rent-seeking,
mm-hmm,
yeah, is a really important economic concept. It's using your power, wealth, legislative influence, or something else to make a law or pass a regulation that kind of carves out something for yourself that's no longer competitive. So if I go out and start a lemonade stand and work hard and sell more lemonade than everybody else, that's an unequivocally good thing. But if I convince City Hall that I'm the only one who should get a permit to sell lemonade on Main Street,
mm-hmm,
that's rent-seeking.
That's right.
And I do think, I do think there's a fair bit of that going on.
And Charles, hang on a second. That's the swamp.
That is
what
the swamp.
What you just described is the swamp, folks, that many of us would like to see drained.
Exactly. And that, that's the danger of anybody who has undue influence. That's the problem with – a lot of this, most of it is perfectly legal. There's nothing wrong with it. But that is the corruption that people think that they're seeing. Often it's not as visible as we would like. But back to my original point about hostility towards wealth, I think there has to be a clear distinction between wealth that is earned by founding companies like Google and Apple and so on, and wealth that is earned because I've intervened with the tax code,
the system,
and my taxes are lower than yours.
Right. That's exactly right. And so, because small business owners, we get the hindmost. We're the like the feckless pawns on their chessboard because we don't have the kind of lobbying that they do.
Exactly.
We're not organized. If small business, I'm convinced of this, Charles, if small business ever got organized, the sector, we would rule the world.
It's probably true. It's hard to, as you well know, it's hard to organize because even though you have small business in common, you're a bunch of cats, and each small business is slightly different. You have, you know, somebody in New Jersey's got slightly different regulatory concerns than somebody in California. Whereas if you're ExxonMobil and BP, you know, there aren't many of you, and your concerns are pretty narrow.
I want to talk some more about the rent seeking. I'm glad you brought the rent seeking example up. I want to talk some more about that, folks, after this break, and I'm going to identify some people that you might not think would have been rent seekers, but they are. 20 Tail, right back with Charles Whelan. His book is called Naked Economics. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.